Welcome to this interview by Project Cargo Weekly, and our special guest of honor today is Ms. Tamar Milia, the General Manager of Katoni in Georgia. Welcome, Tamar, to this interview.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Anytime. It's not every day we speak to somebody from the nice country of Georgia, so we are pleased to have you. First and foremost, and as you know from earlier interviews, I always let my interviewees give a little bit of a feedback on who they are and how they got into shipping and logistics. And the same with you, Tamar. Can you tell our viewers a little bit about your background leading up to your current position, please?
Yes, of course, just a few years ago, I was excited when someone was asking me for my years of experience in logistics, but just recently I realized that I'm getting to a bit awkward feeling saying that it counts almost 22 years, just like Someone is asking me, hey lady, how old are you? Yeah, well, I started my career in transportation a business at 1999. It was period in Georgia when this industry was just starting to make their first steps within the standards acknowledged globally. Mm-hmm. My first job was with German Hapag-Lloyd, where I served as sales and marketing manager, and I stayed there for 12 years. Mm-hmm. It was time when this German container giant just entered the region. I remember it was 20 containers of coffee shipments from Indonesia, mm-hmm. which was the trial step, observing the soil for further penetration into this untapped market for container business. Mm-hmm. With a very accurate and disciplined German style, cautiously entered the market, and they are here since then. Mm-hmm. And I am proud that I have contributed my efforts in this work from the beginning. And what I acquired and gained from Hapag is various trainings, putting me within disciplinary and professional borders set by German company. Seems I had too much relaxation at Hapag with their smooth operation. And then I started to seek for more challenge. And here came another big company, mm-hmm. Another big container shipping company, having desire to penetrate the area. And I moved to this company again as a sales and marketing manager. Mm-hmm. It was a Taiwanese Young Min.
Okay.
We again made the Young Min to enter the market successfully, and they operate in the region since then, increasing their volume every day, every okay. year.
Yeah.
Afterwards, I thought my container business skill have been somehow exhausted, and just a joke and had nothing more to it. So I gave my consent to the company, which is doing logistics and freight forwarding, not just in Caucasus region. You may know that Caucasus includes Georgia, Armenia, and Azerbaijan, but also beyond Caspian Sea to Central Asian countries. Mm-hmm. It was very new region for me, especially Central Asia, which includes several countries like Turkmenistan, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, etc. And transportation to this best region is done through a multimodal transport, including trucks, rail, ro-ro through Caspian Sea. So this is very much logistics company, and this is how my steps starting in this logistics business, and I realized that it is far more complex and multi-angled business than containers, and there was far more to learn. So I am here in this business for last 5 years.
Okay, so that means a Catoni. For how many years has the Catoni company been in Georgia? And are you originally a Turkish company, or tell a little bit about the background of Catonia as well, please?
Yes. Okay. Well, I represent Catoni Georgia as a general manager since 2019.
Okay.
But I used to work in Catoni for my early years, but as a general manager, I moved in 2019. We are part of a Catoni Group, mm-hmm. which is a family-owned company established by Mr. Catoni 175 years ago, back in 1846. So the company have a tremendous heritage in shipping business. Nowadays, Catoni is chaired by Mr. Jonathan Hubert. The headquarters of Catoni Group is in Istanbul. In an office, I cannot avoid to say that, located close to Taksim Square with fascinating view over the Bosphorus.
Wow.
Yeah. But Catoni Group operates individually in each country surrounding the Black Sea, including the Caucasus. We as Catoni Georgia operate the limited liability company based in Georgia with head office in Tbilisi, which is the capital of Georgia. Mm-hmm. And we have branch office in Poti. And Poti is a main seaport in the region, not in the, in the, you know, within the Caucasus region.
Right. So. Just to, because many of my viewers, they certainly may not be familiar with Georgia and its location by the Black Sea. So when you mention Tbilisi is the capital, Tbilisi is landlocked, but the seaport, let's say, taking care of most of the trade in Georgia is Poti, right?
Yes, mainly the biggest port is Poti, which has a break bulk terminals, mm-hmm. and a container terminal also operated by APMT.
Okay.
There is another port, Batumi, which is more closer to Turkish border. Okay. It also have a small container terminal operated solely by MSC Shipping, okay. and also the oil terminal. And there right. is a third port, which is actually Supsa, which is oil terminal, supply of Baku Tbilisi Ceyhan pipeline. It's 100% state-owned port and fully operated by BP, where actually Catoni Georgia serves as vessel agents for BP tankers calling to this port. Part of our one business as well.
Okay, and I believe Poti is pretty famous not only for the port in Georgia, but also for transshipment into Azerbaijan and the Caspian Sea, right? You have experience in doing transshipment via Poti?
Absolutely. This is a congestion. We do a lot of, Poti is equipped, it's very industrial city having a lot of ICDs, warehousing, also railway. We do a lot of transit routes to Central Asia, mm-hmm. using this railway transportation, which goes from Poti to Azerbaijan, city of Baku.
Okay.
Baku is also the port in the central, at the Caspian Sea, from where cargo is loaded in the Ro-Ro and transported to Central Asian countries. And yes, we do stripping of cargo in Poti, loading into container, into railway guns, also to trucks, and we're very much involved in project cargo, oversized cargo transportation to this region.
Okay, and may I just ask you also to get to know your country a little bit better, Georgia, which was let's say, a part of the great Soviet Union once upon a time, your rail gauge is the same size as Russia, right? I mean, it's lot of things from the past are still the same. I suppose also, even though you're young, your generation, you speak Russian or do you have your own language?
I do speak Russian, yes. But communication within this region is usually done by Russian, but also in English. Young generation does not speak well Russian nowadays, but I do, yes. I am from Soviet Union generation, yeah.
You are from the young generation, we should say.
Yes, right? Yes, let's say like this.
Okay, that's interesting. So that means some of our viewers have a project into Uzbekistan or Tajikistan, you could do it via Poti, then transshipment via Baku, and then over to Aktau, I guess, and then further on.
Yeah.
And you could do the whole way, right?
Absolutely, yes. We do all the three PL logistics services, all package.
Okay.
We do a transit formalities is done in Portin.
Okay.
For example, just currently we send some irrigation equipment to Kazakhstan, transport medical equipment to Tashkent, Uzbekistan. There is a lot of frozen poultry, cocoa powder, and soybean meals imported by containers, and which then is stripped and stored in warehouse in Poti and sent to Turkmenistan. So yes, we did. We do all this kind of transportation, and also Katoni has affiliated office in Azerbaijan, and we have an agency in Armenia.
Okay.
So this, yes. So it. We follow also the standard operation procedures set by Katoni Group.
Right,
including network membership, one of which is CLC, and we honor for that, and we are active certified members of ISO standardization.
Okay.
We are certified for ISO standards like quality management system, environmental management system, occupational health and safety management system. Everything helps us. All this helps us to put more efforts for this transportation. I mean, then this business to this region. But also besides Caucasus and Central Asia, one of our main product, which is Georgia, Katoni Georgia, sustainably offers since 2014, is also groupage cargo movements from European Union. So we're not just doing transportation via ports, but also through lands. We consolidate parcels at our partner's warehouse in Germany, Dietzenbach especially, from where trucks are moved to Georgia through the Turkish border.
Okay, yes. That's interesting, because it's at least for me, and I know many of my viewers, we are not so familiar not only with Georgia and the location in the Caucasus, but also how to find the right relationship to move cargo into, let's say, the very East Bloc, or the former East Bloc, so to speak. And I think you mentioned earlier, when you say Caucasus, what is the official, is it what you say, Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan? That's the Caucasus region. That is the, let's say, official understanding when you say Caucasus, right?
Yes, there are three countries in the within the Caucasus region.
Right.
South Caucasus region, let's say like this, because there is also North Caucasus region where Russia is also located.
Right, of course.
Russia's southern part. So we are talking now about southern Caucasus, where three countries like Georgia, Armenia, and Azerbaijan. This is Caucasus, yes.
Right. And may I ask, although I'm not so into politics because it's mostly a waste of time, but just for a practical question, the relationship with Russia, the big dragon or the big bear to the north, let's say between Azerbaijan, Georgia, and so on, and Russia. How is that from a business standpoint? It works as normal business, and politics is politics, or how can you comment on that?
I can tell you one, that main trade partner for Georgia is Russia and Turkey. So it stands for everything.
Okay.
Yeah, so politics, it goes this one way, but trade goes another way, so
exactly.
Yeah,
we let the politicians talk, and we do the business.
Absolutely, and the numbers state for itself.
Understand? Yes, fully understand. How about tell us a bit about your company inside Georgia? What is your headcount? How many staffs you've got there? Warehousing? Tell us a little bit about how you are on with boots on the ground.
Within Georgia, in Georgia, we in Tbilisi, we have in the office, back office, we have five persons.
Okay.
But there is also Tbilisi free economic zone where we receive our trucks for group purchase, I mentioned, but where we have also we do the customs clearance, and we have our brokers. In Poti, we have two persons, one especially dedicated to BP tankers as a vessel agent, and another is Poti office manager. For warehousing and other stuff, we're doing it through our partners. We outsource this work in Poti.
Okay. And of course you have, with the long-standing history, I mean, more than 100, almost 150 or 170 years, you must have, let's say, a long know-how or long-standing know-how of the whole area as such. I mean, it
We Katoni Georgia takes advantage and benefits from their own network within the Black Sea.
Right.
This is you found it absolutely right. Apart from what we do in Georgia, a part of air shipment project, cargo railway, warehousing. As our main office in Turkey has vast experience in pharmaceutical goods transportation. Having the tailor-made services, including temperature mapping, internal system for tracing the goods, etc. We as Katoni Georgia are right now working to bring this experience into our region and spread the pharmaceutical transportation service, which considers, plenty of specific regulations to offer the same quality service to the customers as we do in Turkey. And I have to mention that it's really beneficial for us that we work as one big family, supporting each other in every movement, which includes our constant face-to-face meetings through Teams with our head office.
Yeah.
We call it weekly management meetings, where we discuss opportunities, exchanging ideas, how to manage specific logistic solutions, what are the businesses we may develop using the strong ties of our group, which means that we create different chains while it comes to transportation project goods to the region through Georgia, because there are a lot of different routes, whether it's better, which route better suits for specific transportation, by sea, via ports of Georgia, or by land, or multimodal transportation of sea and land via Turkey. We have a constantly used support of Turkish colleagues, not just in Istanbul, but also other offices. We have offices in Izmir, Iskenderun, Mersin, also Gemlik, yes. And as well as our Black Sea offices. We have also, Gatoni has offices in Bulgaria and Romania. So you can see that this is one tied up network, and we support each other, and we offer the best solution for this logistic solution to this region using our own affiliated companies.
And I think now you mentioned that Katoni in Turkey has both in Mersin and Iskenderun, there both of those ports, of course, can be used for transshipment to Iraq. So let's say your location, the Katoni Group location, is really strategic. If you look at the whole wider Caucasus region, I must say, very interesting to hear, Tamar, I must say. And how would you characterize? Is it customs clearance in Georgia? Let's say I deliver a package, or let's say a shipment, OG shipment, into Baku, and I go via Poti. Where does customs clearance take place? Is that at final destination? Is it under customs bond? Or how does it work for transshipment in practice?
Yes, usually customs clearance is done for every country, it's Azerbaijan or Armenia, it is done at destination. But there is a transit formalities which has to be done in the region where the in Poti, for example, if cargo comes by sea by vessel, transit formalities, it's mandatory to be done in Poti. Mm-hmm. So it is done by our Poti office.
All right, but let's say the cargo will move after the transit formalities, then it'll move unbroken and into, let's say, Baku or Azerbaijan, and there the final customs clearance and duty and all that will be paid, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. But Tamar, it's I also been looking forward to this interview, because the region where you're sitting is it's very interesting. I've never visited, which is my mistake. I really would like to go and see the place. I also know that you have some of the best wines in the world, even though the even though the French claim that they have it, but I know you have it.
So, really? Yes. Well, I cannot say that I cannot compete with the French, but the oldest wine we have in Georgia.
I've tasted some of your wines.
8,000 years. It was actually founded. The oldest grape was founded in Georgia 8,000 years ago. So.
Wow. A friend of mine here in Stockholm, he visited your country, and he did recommend me to go and visit for friendliness and food and wine and scenery. Yes, and I'll definitely come and visit you sometime.
Absolutely, yes. It's a very safe country and very smooth business operated and very open for visitors. But right now, because of pandemic, everything is kind of stopped.
Then one final question I just have to ask, because since you are in Georgia, know you have a, let's say, a famous guy who was born in Georgia, who used to be a Russian leader.
Stalin.
Yes. Yosef Vissarionovich. I read a lot about the former Russian history there. Where was he born, actually? Is that close to Tbilisi, or is that I suppose they have some museum there, don't they?
Yes. It's close. It's around 1.5 hours drive from Tbilisi. It's a small city called Gori. Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
He was born there at Taylor's house. I mean, his father was a tailor.
Okay.
Then with using this Russian Revolution, he became the leader of the Soviet Union. And then why he became famous that the World War II. The one major figure conquering the fascism. So
right, right. But, a lot of things there from the history. No, but certainly your country has a long history, both very long and also very recent. So most interesting. But listen, Tamar, I think you've answered all my questions very clearly. I think the Katoni Group, I know you a bit from before, of course, also in Turkey due to your membership in CLC, which I can officially say here. You've answered all the questions well. I think our viewers will be very pleased to hear it. And I want to say formally, Tamar, many thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Bo. Thank you. It was very nice to talk and see you personally. I am receiving a lot of messages from you, and it's really nice to talk to you face by face.
Okay. Thank you very much. And of course, I'm always happy to be praised. Who isn't? So I would like to say to all the viewers, listeners, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview. And this time, our special guest of honor has been Ms. Tamar Emilia, the General Manager of Katoni Group in Georgia, a group that encompasses the whole Caucasus and Black Sea region. So feel free to contact her directly. Stay tuned for more interviews in the near future on Project Cargo Weekly. Thank you.